With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Americans spent a little more than expected last month, closing out the retail year on an upbeat note.
Retail sales were up 0.6% in December, according to the Commerce Department's advance report, more than economists had forecast, but less than half of last year's holiday increase. Total sales for the year were up 3.2% from 2022. To be expected for the holidays, consumers spent more on clothes, hobbies, and sporting goods, electronics, and retail, including department stores, as well as personal care items, groceries, and vehicle and auto parts. Consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of the U.S. economy, so the report signals that shoppers may be able to keep fueling economic growth this year, but the stronger data could lessen the chances that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, an ice storm bearing down on the Pacific Northwest threatens to turn mountain highways treacherous and zap power in bitterly cold temperatures. Ice storm warnings include the three largest Oregon cities of Portland, Salem, and Eugene. Meanwhile, freezing temperatures have spread as far south as North Florida. House Republicans are halting plans to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress this week for defying a congressional subpoena. Heath Peters has more.
They cited ongoing negotiations with Hunter Biden's attorney over a possible deposition. A contempt resolution against Hunter Biden was scheduled to move through a procedural hearing before it was canceled Tuesday to give the attorneys additional time to reach an agreement. That's according to a spokesperson for the House Oversight Committee. The move comes days after an attorney for President Biden's son indicated a willingness to cooperate with Republicans' ongoing impeachment inquiry following months of defiance. Keith Peters reporting.
Stocks have moved lower. The Dow is down 110 points. The Nasdaq losing 156 points. This is SRN News. The primaries have begun, and the 2024 election season is upon us. Popular Christian author and apologist Alex McFarland says it's time for believers to consider carefully how they will cast their ballots.
If you love God and country, you have to use your vote as a stewardship. Your sacred assignment is to serve God, serve your family, be a good citizen.
And he says clergymen need to send that message to their congregations.
The vast majority of ministers never speak to moral, social, and political issues, while the vast majority of parishioners want their clergy to do this.
Several studies indicate that there are still large numbers of self-identified Christians who are not registered to vote. McFarland says that needs to change, or America is in big trouble. This is SRN News. State police in Pennsylvania say five people were struck and killed by a tractor trailer on Interstate 81 in Lackawanna County after they had left their vehicles following another crash. Truck driver Janie Pahota tells WNEP-TV she drove near the scene as she went to get gas at a nearby truck stop.
I just came down southbound here and stopped in here for fuel real fast before I head home. And I seen over there the lights and everything, and obviously everything stopped on 81 now going northbound.
All five victims were from New York State. The prospect of a JetBlue-Spirit Airlines merger has taken a major hit in court. A federal judge on Tuesday sided with the Biden administration and blocked that $3.8 billion deal to combine the two carriers. The judge ruled the merger would harm competition and increase prices. JetBlue disagreed. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.